It's an Avengers cartoon.
It's just an Avengers cartoon for okay. Disney.
And this one, it said it was the one you wrote the one with Kree Sentry Drone.
Yeah.
Went to Captain Marvel, right?
The big giant space robot.
Now, isn't that one based basically on a comic? I mean, it sounds super familiar.
Yeah, that was in a comic. The way the show was written, Chris Yost, the story editor, who's also a huge writer for Marvel on the comic side.
That sounds very familiar.
Kind of took bits and pieces of the comic canon.
Nice.
To create the narrative of the show.
And then adjust. That happens a lot in cartoons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're working with comic books. I love that because, I mean, it's funny because it's like a while back they had a Spider-Man episode where he gets the Venom suit. This is many, many years ago.
Mm.
And in the, obviously in the comic book, it's Secret Wars and he's like in a different dimension and it's like involves like a bunch of different heroes and you can't really exactly do all that on a cartoon.
Well, the last couple episodes of the first season going into the first half of the second season is based off of Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Of an Earth's Mightiest Heroes. And I thought that was really cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that part yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Pretty much, then the other question, I had another question for you. Is there any project you really want to work on? Like any comic book or anything? Do you have like a dream project?
I think it would be like different in comics and different in animation.
Okay.
Well, let's do comics first since we talked about animation.
Yeah.
Do comics. I would really love to take on one of the female superheroes.
Okay. Any specific one or? I think I misheard you. What did you say?
Any one of the female superheroes.
Oh, yeah. You got a favorite?
There's actually like an obscure one.
Ooh.
That I've always been fascinated with, and I think they'll just never do it, is Crazy Jane.
Crazy Jane? I don't even know that. You know Crazy Jane?
She sounds familiar.
We're going to have to Google it. I also saw that you worked on this Womanthology anthology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just came out on Wednesday.
Ooh, tell me about that.
That was a story that I actually had always wanted to do. When I come out of advertising and I worked at an ad agency for a while in El Segundo. And El Segundo is kind of like the hotbed of like aerospace, and we had the creative department shared a hallway with this government lab.
Ooh.
And like I would go out there, and as I was also writing at the time, I would take my calls with my manager and sit in the hallway, and someone would always poke their head out and like, you can't sit there, because they had like all this top secret shit going on.
Uh-huh.
And so I was always thinking of doing this story. Like, what if they were experimenting on us?
That would be awesome.
So my story was about this like girl who works in an ad agency. She's an assistant, and her coworkers start turning into aliens around her.
That's awesome.
And spoiler alert, it's the government lab.
No, I swear I won't tell anybody, but have you overheard anything from the government agency next door that you probably shouldn't have overheard?
No, I mean, they had a locked door, so I really never knew what was going on.
Well, at least they locked the door.
But that's the thing that's so funny to me. It's like this super secret government lab. What do they think you're going to do, put a cup against the door and get all the secrets? It's so silly.
Gentlemen, we need to keep this top priority.
Oh, Crazy Jane, by the way, you're right. That is a badass character to write.
Mm-hmm.
The Crazy Jane has looks like 30 different personalities.
I think like 60.
Yeah, and some of them have superpowers. Some of them don't. Some of them are like trying to help her. That's awesome.
That does sound awesome.
And her best friend is a street.
A street?
A street.
Oh, yeah, Danny the talking
Danny
street?
Danny the street.
Yeah.
Oh. And I just think that's so random.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Danny.
Danny the talking street?
He's a street, man.
And he talks. He has shit to say.
Yeah. And I just imagine this, like, crazy character just yelling at the road. And how much fun that would be.
Oh, my God, that is awesome.
Don't forget to yield.
Okay, well, we got a I try to get everybody involved who checks things out on our little page here. Stouty Stout, who's a friend of mine, who, by the way, Stouty has one of the better mustache goatee chop combination of all time.
Nice.